You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it is time to talk theater, checking out what some of Michigan's professional theater companies are doing in February. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is back with us, and we're starting with a play that made a spectacularly good transition to film. I'll tell you, if I spot Steel Magnolias anywhere on the cable guide at any time, at what point it is, I am in. I love this story.
Well, then you should go to the Dio in Pinckney, because that's where the play is playing. This is the Robert Harling play that, as you say, made into the much-loved movie with Julia Roberts, Sally Field, Shirley MacLaine. The thing that will shock people who've never seen the play is that, of course, it all takes place in the beauty parlor, all of the action. And this is a story of the woman, you know, type 1 diabetes, she's getting married, and then she gets pregnant. But mostly
Shelby,
you know. Yes.
Who loves pink. Go
yes.
ahead.
But mostly, it's really about the bond among the women, the Southern women. And I have to say the Dio does this kind of play very well, in part because they always have this wonderful company of actresses that are frequently cast in their shows there. This is no exception. It's an absolutely terrific cast. And it's a dinner theater, and they're known for their fried chicken, which goes with the Southern theme. Got to say, it's a lovely show, good food, and just a total great experience out.
All right. And next up, we go to Ann Arbor to Theater Nova. What are they doing?
So this is a relatively new play by a playwright named Sarah Treem. And it's a two-person play, intimate conversations between two female biologists. And one's older, one's younger. And they have competing theories about the evolutionary origins of menstruation. Now, before the men in the audience write this off as a woman's play, it's not. It's a, well, it is, but it's highly, highly recommended for everybody. The play explores attitudes and personal choices that women of any generation face, such as men, marriage, family, career, professional recognition. Our critic says it's "don't miss this." Hmm. Basically, was in her review, and you know, it's two combustible characters, scientists, and the Theater Nova space is so intimate. It's like having a ringside seat for a match of survival of the fittest. And it's very well written.
So this crackling energy comes right off to you. So that's Sarah Treem's The How and the Why at Theater Nova. And now over to Chelsea to the Purple Rose.
Yes, brand new play premiere written by Carrie Krim, who's Michigan born and raised. And this is a story of a daughter of an interracial lesbian couple who comes home from college with a boyfriend, declares that she's hired a private investigator to help her find her biological father. Birth mother says she can't recall the name of the man, who was kind of a forgettable college one-night stand. But her other mother reveals what might be the man's name. And so the play unfolds around her search, what she finds out, the conflict between the two mothers and the daughter. This cast, terrific. Michelle Mountain and Cassandra Freeman play the mothers. Caitlin Cavanaugh as the daughter. Our reviewer also highly, highly, highly recommends this play.
You don't often get many swings and a miss out of the Purple Rose, do you?
No, not many.
And now we go to Dexter to the Encore Musical Theater.
Yeah, a little bit of music. We've been talking about plays. So this musical, Next to Normal, which is a musical that centers around a mother who struggles with a worsening bipolar disorder and the effects of her illness on the family. And the music really includes some fast-paced rock-ish music that, in fact, some people refer to it as a rock musical. It's a very powerful story. I've seen it elsewhere. Again, our reviewer said this production at the Encore Musical Theater is dynamite. If you know somebody with bipolar disorder, you know it's rough for both the person and the people who are close to them. And this musical, I've seen it, it really manages to capture the reality of all of this. It's special.
And I remember it was nominated for 11 Tony Awards in 2009, and it won 3, and it won the Pulitzer for Drama the following year. So it's got a great pedigree.
Can you tell me what it is you're afraid of? Can you tell me why I'm afraid it's me? Can I touch you? We've been fine for so long now. How could something go wrong that I can't see? 'Cause I'm holding on, and I won't let go. I just thought you should know. I am the one who knows you. I am the one who cares.
And that was a clip from the original cast of Next to Normal. That does sound good, and certainly with all those awards, it's worth seeing. Over to the Fisher Theater in Detroit, what's coming up?
Besides
Hamilton, which is all anybody's talking about.
So there's a play that's been on Broadway. Now it's gone into regional distribution and touring. It's called The Play That Goes Wrong. It's still playing on Broadway. This is British farce. The play began in London. It's made a very successful migration across the pond. So the setup for this is an amateur troupe, the Cornley University Drama Society, and they've miraculously managed to land a big theater for a thriller, The Murder at Haversham Manor. You know, it's a country house whodunit, kind of in the tradition of The Mousetrap. But part of the fun is how this very questionable troupe manages to dismember a beautiful manor house set. Everything goes wrong. Reminds me a bit of Noises Off, you know, so it's a lot of fun. Not a tear in the theater unless it comes from laughing.
All right, so that's The Play That Goes Wrong and coming to the Fisher February 13th. What about Valentine's Day?
Yeah, so down at the Planet Ant, which is a very fun venue in Hamtramck, they have two one-act plays that are love and Valentine related. The first one's called Love, Lust, and Lunacy. It's a one-act play. And it's really just it's about relationships. It's funny, you know, the Planet Ant, that's their stock and trade. And then there's another interesting one act called He Said Yes. And the timing for this, given everything going on in society, is kind of funny. It's meant to be funny, which is it's two longtime coworkers. They're discovered having a workplace affair. And through company policy, they're forced to recount the progression of their affair in an office investigation. But it's funny. Both are funny.
That's at Planet Ant.
Planet Ant in Hamtramck. And it's a very fun theater. If you haven't been there, give it a try. This would be a good week to do it.
Well, plenty of variety on this month's picks. And you can get all the information on these and other plays being done around Michigan. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, thank you.
Thanks so much, Cynthia.